Welcome to the Blaxican Conservative Podcast. I was going to talk about the overturning of Roe v. Wade today, but I don't feel like it. It seems like the issue isn't even about abortion anymore. It seems like the real issue is about something much, much more sinister. And I don't know what it is. Now, if you paid attention for the past few days, some of these protests, I guess, they're more like fits. Like when your kid throws a fit because they're not getting what they want. These are like rants. But anyway, these people are in the streets. They want their pro-choice rights. Anyway, a couple of things stood out about what I've been seeing for the past couple of days. So number one, these people with the fake blood smeared on their thighs and on their shirt, I keep seeing it. So they have all this fake blood spread all over them, and then they keep twerking. Like they'll turn around and start twerking. Like I'm confused. And then you had another group of, and again, this is across the country, multiple different states and locations, whatever. So you had another group of women who would, lay in a street or lay on some steps, and they'll have a sign or a shirt that says, "I'm on a sex strike or no sex." And so I was thinking, like, who is that directed towards? Like, who are they trying to get that message to? Are you talking to your husband or your boyfriend or your partner? Because you're certainly not talking to me. I don't want them draws. So if you're on a sex strike, who are you talking to? Or who do you want to get that message? That they can't get the draws no more. And then you had the one thing that really stuck out was the people who were bringing their kids with them. So there was one woman who brought her two kids with them, and those kids look miserable. They look like they're pretty upset. But she had her two kids with her, and she had a sign that said, "Don't force this on us." One can only assume that she means, or she's trying to tell us, that her kids were forced on her. Because she caught the kids like you catch a cold. Somebody coughed in her face and, she was pregnant. She didn't open her legs and give up the draws. Those kids were forced on her. She caught them. But then there was another woman who really stood out. She was clearly pregnant, at least 7 or 8 months. She had her belly exposed. She was holding a kid. So she was holding a kid and she was clearly pregnant, but she had on a shirt that said, "This is not a human life," with the arrow pointing down. Or, "This is not a human life yet." One of those two. But she was saying that what was inside her wasn't a baby, wasn't a human, it was a fetus. Because they don't call what's inside them, a baby no more, a human. To them, it's a fetus. Because it sounds better when they kill it. They didn't kill a baby or a human, they killed the fetus. So I don't really want to talk about that stuff, man. Because it seems like it's such a, I don't understand the hatred, the nastiness over this issue. And listen, this is how far out of touch I am with stuff going on today. Because these musicians, and they're not even musicians, they're just singers, that get all the headlines, I don't know what they sing. There's a singer named Halsey. It's spelled Halsey. What is she saying? Somebody named Olivia Rodrigo. Like, I've never heard of these people. I don't know what they're saying. But they're apparently the shit now. But it seems like the issue is beyond even abortion. It's not even about abortion. I don't know what it's about. But people are so angry. We had these artists snapping on their own fans. Because they're, I mean, who even came up with the terms pro-life and pro-choice? But they're snapping on their fans for being pro-life. What's wrong with wanting babies to live? What's wrong with somebody wanting to protect the lives of these unborn humans? What's wrong with that? Now, again, because I keep having these conversations, the first thing they jump to is, well, what about the woman who... No, they don't say what about the woman. They always say, I had a friend that was going to die if she gave birth, so she had to get an abortion. They always got some friend. I had a friend who was raped by her dad. Everybody has some story where they knew somebody that had to get an abortion for a reason other than they were just irresponsible. So I looked at a survey. A survey done of women, or conducted with women who had recently had an abortion. So this survey was taken post-abortion. And I'll read off the categories that the women would have to check off as the reason why they had the abortion. So the first one was victim of rape. The next one, fetal health issues. The next one, physical health issues. The giving birth would interfere with their education. Not mature enough to raise a child. Don't want to be a single mother. They are done having children. You cannot afford to have a child. Or you're not ready for a child. Hold on, some of those sound kind of like they're the same. But anyway. And then the other category was other. So here's the breakdown of, on a percentage, the respondents and what they checked on this survey. 0.5% stated that they got an abortion because they were a victim of rape. So not even 1%. It was 0.5%. That's it. 0.5%. So there's no denying that these things happen. There's also no denying that the woman might be very afraid to come forward and say, I was raped by such and such. Though these things really happen. Most people acknowledge that. Us conservatives, we are not evil people. We understand this. We understand that women are raped. We understand that it takes a long time for people to come forward and say, I've been raped. But according to this survey, only 0.5% of the women who had an abortion did so because they were a victim of rape. So not even 1%. 3% of them said they had a fetal health issue. 4% said they had a physical health issue, and that's why they got the abortion. So 7.5% of the people who got abortions checked off victim of rape, fetal health issue, or physical health issues. 7.5%. So those are the three things that if I were the governor of a state, I would put those things on a bill. If you were a victim of a sexual assault, if you have some physical issue, you can get an abortion at any time. And again, I am on board with the 16 weeks, with the 4 months, and those three issues that I just named. 4% of the respondents said that having a child would have interfered with their education. 7% said they were not mature enough to raise a child. 8% said they don't want to be a single mother. Now, here's when the percentages increase. 19% said that they were done having children. 23% said that they cannot afford another child. And then 25% said that they are not ready for a child. So that's if you round that off, that's about 70%. 70% of all the respondents said that they got the abortion because they are done having children, or they can't afford the child, or they're not ready for a child, 70%. Again, 0.5% of the respondents said they did so because they were a victim of a rape. 3% for fetal health issues, 4% for physical health issues. And again, whenever you have a conversation with these people who are pro-choice, they always jump to you, my friend was raped. What about my friend who was going to die if she gave birth? Then you have all these celebrities coming out. If I didn't get my abortion, I would have died. Some girl I never heard of said that if her mom, I think she said Uma Thurman was her mom, if her mom didn't get that abortion years ago, she wouldn't have been born and she wouldn't be here. So I guess she's thanking her mom for getting an abortion. Look, I don't know. I don't know where the hatred and the evilness comes from. Directed towards the people who are simply pro-life. Again, I ask you, just like I asked you on a previous podcast, is there a population of people? Is there a species? Is there some land that doesn't deserve any type of protection? There are protected lands. There are protected species like rhinos. Who is protecting these unborn children, these human lives? Nobody. You know, another thing I keep hearing, and believe me, I didn't have to hear it because I've experienced it. Not that I've, you know, been the perpetrator. But I've experienced these things in the past with people that I'm close to that I know. So a girl gets pregnant. The dude she's with is threatening her physically to go get an abortion because he don't want a baby. That has a couple of reasons. He's probably cheating on his girl and got this girl pregnant. So he don't want her to have a baby. So he gonna force her to get that abortion. If he has to physically threaten her, or physically assault her, he's going to make her get that abortion. That happens. Then we got these men out here who cheat on their wives. They cheat on their wives with these women. They get them pregnant. They force them to go down there and get an abortion. See, these are all issues that we all create as humans. Now, the ones I just named, these are all the nasty issues that nasty men create. But who's protecting these children? Anyway, I said I wasn't going to talk about this shit, and here I am talking about it. It seems like it's not even about abortion anymore. There's simply a population of people, probably more than half of the country. They have children. They just don't like the idea of people getting an abortion at will, on demand. At any time they feel. Anyway. By the way, I said something and I wasn't very clear with the message or the messaging and something I said. I said there were these stupid black women in the street protesting, pulling babies out, and it made it seem like I was talking about black women as a whole. And that certainly wasn't. But I am talking about the black people who are out there protesting with these idiots, pulling babies out from under their shirts with the blood all. This stuff is disgusting. I can't even my the way I'm describing the video, I can't give it no justice. So I apologize if I didn't make myself clear. I'm going to try to make myself clear right now, even though I said I wasn't going to talk about this, but here, I'm going to talk about it anyway. See, I'm confused as to why black people are so in support of Planned Parenthood. I'm not understanding. For those who don't know, Planned Parenthood used to be called the Negro Project. The Negro Project. Now, why was it called the Negro Project? Well, because the woman who started it, Margaret Sanger, did not like black people. And she was very clear about why she didn't like black people. She was very clear of why she started the Negro Project. And there are just so many things that people just don't know. And if you try to tell them, they're either going to get upset and cut you off, or they're going to actually listen. 1 out of 10 will actually listen to what you're saying. And be thankful that they're learning something new. But most people will just get upset and be like, no, nigga, what are you talking about? You nutty nigga. And then they'll go back to twerking with the fake blood all over their body. But anyway, Margaret Swank Sanger, this is one of her most famous quotes. And she was describing, again, the whole foundation or the objective behind the Negro Project that would soon become Planned Parenthood. The gradual suppression, elimination, and eventual extinction of defective stocks, those human weeds. So she's calling black people human weeds, which threaten the bloom of the finest flowers of American civilization. Now, she was talking about the weeds threatening the bloom of white people, the flowers. She made that very clear. She also said that black people were degenerates and unworthy of life and living. They didn't deserve to be human beings. She says blacks naturally inherited disease from their parents and simply have no chance to be human. I'm not laughing because this shit is funny. I'm laughing because of how evil this person clearly was and how ignorant most people are to Planned Parenthood. She said black people were marked before they were born as delinquents and prisoners. Now, Margaret Sanger used to give speeches to the Klan. You know, the Democrats. By the way, the KKK did used to suppress the vote. They did used to block people from going to vote or attack people or even kill people going to vote because they were trying to stop them from voting for Republicans. That's what they used to do. The Negro Project, that soon turned into what we now know as Planned Parenthood. 6.5 to 7% of this country is made up of African American females, but they account for 40% of the abortions in this country. Now, people always wonder why. Well, no, actually, no, they don't. But the percentage of black people always stays at the same, right around 13% or just under. It never goes below 12%, but it never goes over 13%. So the population size of African Americans always stays the same. And it has for the past, what, 2 or 3 decades? Meanwhile, the Hispanic population has went above 19%. They have surpassed the population size of African Americans. Now, there was a bunch of hot garbage floating around being pimped on CNN and MSNBC and, you know, a host of other of the news outlets. They were talking about the replacement theory. And the replacement theory, apparently, and there are some people who talk this stuff, was that they are intentionally that they're finding ways to replace the white race and white people must stop it. Now, whenever Democrats or, you know, I guess I'll start calling them left-wing media, start accusing Republicans and conservatives of something, that means they're doing it. Now, I've tried to warn black people in the past. I've tried to. That they're the ones being replaced. Who are they being replaced by? All the people coming over the border. As most, as black people, and this is starting to happen every year, We get more black people turning conservative, identifying as Republican. They're going down to the city hall. They're switching from Democrat to Republican. Because they're finally seeing the carnage across the country in every major city. They're seeing the carnage. Democrat-run cities for decades. All these lies, all this pimping. We see that crap. They spent the past 4 or 5 years training black people to hate Donald Trump. So Democrats, they see this. They see that they can't play the race card with all of us. There are still some people out there who are just, we can't get to them. But they know now that they can't slap that race card in our face no more. We ain't buying that crap no more. I told y'all a long time ago, we don't need the welfare. We don't need food stamps. We don't need your health care. We don't need Section 8. We don't need HUD housing. We don't need that crap. We don't need your party. And they see us waking up to this crap. Now, Latinos, when they come into this country, and especially the ones that are already here, we've seen through that. See, here's the benefit of being biracial. I identify as Mexican and black, but there are times when I only identify as Mexican because I don't like what I'm seeing from the black community right now. And right now is one of those. Because Latinos right now have already left the Democrat Party in droves. As a matter of fact, a recent poll, less than 25% of Latinos in this country believe that Joe Biden is doing a good job. Less than 25%. But somehow, and for whatever reason, 60% of black people in this country think Joe Biden is doing a good job. Why is that? Only 43% of white people think he's doing a good job, but yet 60% of black people approve of his work right now. And I ask you, what the hell has he done? Anyway. The Negro Project, that's what it was called. Now it's called Planned Parenthood. And these women are out there with fake babies under their shirts, looking like straight slobs, turn around and start twerking whenever they see a camera. But they're out there protesting for, you know, pro-choice, for abortion, for the right to kill their babies on demand whenever they want to. I told y'all months ago, I said, you know, you lay down with your girl. She's about to give you the draws. She asks you if you got a condom. You're like, no, I ain't got no condom. You ask her if she's on birth control. No, I ain't got no birth control. Then, you know, you're going to have to pull out then because I can't get pregnant. They don't have that conversation no more. Now it's a couple of things. If you don't pull out and I get pregnant, well, Joe Biden going to take care of us. We can get the food card and stuff. We can get some of that affordable housing they're building. You know, the same housing that if you're employed, you'll have to pay about, you know, $1,600 a month for rent. But if you fall below a certain line, like an income, the poverty line or whatever, you pay $35 a month. And then once you get a job and you make more money, you got to pay $1,600. What I'm trying to say to you, ma'am, is that there is incentive for you not to work. Anyway. Yeah, I'm not going to talk about this stuff no more. I mean, they were all up in arms when the Supreme Court okayed the people in New York to actually carry their firearm, which they were licensed to carry, outside of their homes. They were all up in arms, throwing fits, because responsible people get to now carry their firearms outside the house. And again, these are people who actually applied to take the class, applied to get the license, had to go through the background check to even get the gun. I have yet to hear of somebody who went through all that to get a license, to get the firearm, went through the class, to then go out and kill somebody. Like you go to the store and buy the gun, like, yeah, I got this gun. Now all I got to do is get this CCW license and I'm going to go kill this bitch, man. I've never heard of that happen. I've never read about nothing like that. But if you didn't know any better, you just cut the news on, you would believe that people who are carry concealed license carriers or whatever, responsible gun owners, you would believe they were the ones doing all the B&Es, all the carjackings, all the killings. The replacement theory. Yes, African Americans right now, they're being replaced. They're being replaced by the millions of people coming across the border. And there, this thing is wide open. They know it. Because they need more people now dependent upon their welfare. Dependent upon government. You keep them in power if you need them. Same thing with the criminal justice system. Why put anybody in prison? Just put them on probation. Put them in this court. Put them in drug court. Let's start another DV unit. By the way, how many courts and cities need domestic violence units? Do these units stop perpetrators of DV from beating the brakes off of their partners? How many DV courts do you need? How many DV units and police departments do you need? Again, police show up after the fact. I didn't see any cops show up before my father beat the brakes off my mother or did something to me. They came after, years after, and then just charged him with attempted CCW. Police are reactive people. Anyway.
So there are benefits
to being biracial. They truly are. I used to tell people, and this is, I'm being very serious when I say this. For the past 10 years, up until about 2 years ago, so the 8 years prior to that, people would always ask me, co-workers, wherever I was working, because again, I worked in a restaurant for 14 years. I can't disclose where I work at now. Somebody might kill me, or I might be fired. You know, if I actually had more listeners for this show, I would have already been kicked off of this platform. But anyway, people would always ask me, how was your holiday? If it was the 4th of July, how was your Christmas, your Halloween, your Memorial Day, whatever holiday, they would always ask me. And I would always say, jokingly, I mean, I don't celebrate that shit. The only holiday I celebrate is Juneteenth. Now, of course, I didn't celebrate Juneteenth. That was a holiday mostly celebrated in Texas. As a matter of fact, more Latinos celebrated it than black people because there were a couple of families, a couple of farm areas, a couple of homes that would house slaves once they found out they were actually free. Now, a lot of the slaves, they had a hard time, first of all, believing that they were actually free. But they also knew that they had nothing to go to. It's not like they had a bank account, their own homes or anything. So a lot of them stayed with those slave owners. They didn't have anywhere to go. But a lot of Mexican families helped them make that transition to being on their own. So a lot of people in Texas celebrated. Because that's where it took place anyway, June 19th in Texas. But I would always tell people as a joke, I don't celebrate that shit. I only celebrate Juneteenth. And they would always say, I would say all of them, 100% of the people I would say this to would say, what is Juneteenth? And so I'd pull up my phone and pull up Juneteenth, or I'd spin my computer around and pull up Juneteenth and they'll all say, damn, I learned something new today. So all of a sudden, I'm watching this video and a Fox News reporter is asking just random people in New York City, how are they going to celebrate their Independence Day? And are they proud to be an American? One of the women, she, a black woman, she said, my family doesn't really celebrate the 4th of July. We only celebrate Juneteenth. So a couple of things. Number one, she's flat out lying. She's flat out lying. Nobody celebrated Juneteenth, especially in New York. All right, so she might not be lying. But let's just say she was. Well, let me say that she was. So a couple of things. So we had, again, where I work at, I can't disclose it. But people like to send out emails saying Happy Juneteenth. I got a couple of messages outside of work. Happy Juneteenth. What are you doing for Juneteenth? Are you going to come down and participate in this? Are you going to see that? And I'm like, I ain't doing none of that shit. What exactly is Juneteenth and what are you supposed to do? Exactly what are you celebrating? And then I thought about it more. Juneteenth is a holiday now to get us all angry. Joe Biden himself said it. He said, this is the day to remind us of the stain on the soul of America. This is the day to remind us of the stain on the soul of America, the stain of slavery. That's what Juneteenth is to him. And that's what it, you know, apparently should be for us. A reminder of slavery, a reminder of pain. See, this isn't something to celebrate. It became a national holiday, a federal holiday, to make sure that we continue to be angry. They want us to be angry. So they added another holiday to make sure you, the black person, are still angry. They want to keep you angry. Why? So you can vote for them. I mean, that's how they pimp. That's how pimps pimp their hoes, their victims. And we've been pimped for decades now. And it's easy to pimp us. We're easy to manipulate. You know why? Because we're angry. And we're vulnerable. Keep them angry. Take a whole month to keep them angry, Black History Month. Keep talking about slavery. Keep talking about systemic racism. Keep talking about police brutality. Keep talking about all these things. Now keep talking about Donald Trump. You know, carry George Floyd around in a gold casket. Build a statue of him. Brainwash our stupid athletes to tell us, yeah, systemic racism. The country's racist. Your voting rights are being taken away from you. Women have no rights anymore. Women don't have rights in America no more. The government's play, the Democrats' play, is to keep you angry, keep you upset. Keep you upset and then, man, come vote for us. We'll take care of you. Now, the Democrats control the White House, the Senate. They control everything right now. They even control the media outside of Fox News. Every major media outlet is controlled by them. Their message is being pimped. All of their messages. Racism. Climate change. Little boys can get their dicks cut off and be girls. These things are all lumped into one. Along with African American issues. The problem is we're all too dumb to realize it. Because while this is all these things are going on, all these things are lumped in together, we're all concerned about Donald Trump. Now, see, I'm not. I've woken up a long time ago. So black people continue to slaughter each other at an abnormal rate across every single city in this country, every major city. Black people just gunning down black people. Black men gunning down their own black women. black men getting black people addicted to drugs, black men having multiple kids with multiple women, no black fathers in the home, black people dropping out of predominantly black schools, black people bullying other black people in predominantly black schools, unsafe black neighborhoods, you can't walk down the street. These are all real issues. These are things that are really happening and destroying black neighborhoods. They have been happening. These things have been happening now for the past 4 decades. And nothing has changed. Because the people who have the biggest voices are the ones talking the most BS. I mean, think about where we went. We have Booker T. Washington and W.E.B. Du Bois. Now, it doesn't matter who you stood with. They were at least the black voice. You had Malcolm X. You had Reverend King. Hell, even if you don't agree with what they were talking about, you had Jesse Jackson. You had Minister Farrakhan. These were black voices trying to lead black men. Now, who do we have? Ben Crump? LeBron James, Al Sharpton, Kamala Harris. These are our black voices. The crazy thing is the most wealthy black people in the world. We see them on TV. The most wealthy people in the world who live very privileged lives. Instead of them spreading their message about how they got to where they are, they just pimp hate. They pimp racism. They manipulate people. And they know it. But this is how they keep people in check, in line. Keep them upset. Keep them angry. That's what Juneteenth was. That's what Juneteenth is. It's a day to remind you that you ain't nothing and to be angry about it. That's what it is. Now, they've been training black people and some gullible Americans, soft white men, gullible white college women. They've been training people to hate this country. Just nonstop nastiness on the news when you cut it on. MSNBC, CNN, ABC, CBS, the New York Times, the Washington Post. All of your celebrities, even our band. I mentioned this a long time ago. What happened to these rebellious bands? These dudes are all cowards now. I was watching some, I still find things to watch on ESPN, even though I don't like the personalities, the on-air personalities. But I keep seeing this commercial with Bill Russell, and he's getting the vaccine. And is it Kareem Abdul-Jabbar as well? Yeah, so these dudes are getting the vaccine. And then he's like, there's one shot that I can't block. Because, you know, Bill Russell was known for blocking shots. There's one shot. There's one shot that I can't block. He's talking about the vaccine. Get the vaccine. Now, these were men who stood for something in the 60s and 70s. And now they're just pro-government. Everybody's pro-government. Everybody wants more government control. Everybody wants government to control more speech. To eliminate the people who disagree with them. You know, these people dancing, and again, man, I you know, I'm sure I offended some black people, some black women. But these black women out there walking around with this pro-choice crap, this is just as bad as more black people being downtown of a major city with green shit on St. Patty's Day. Dye their hair green, every green beads and all. This is just nonsense. Democrats need you angry. Not only do they need you angry, they also need you to be afraid. They need you to be terrified. So it's always a constant threat. Oh, they're going to take this from you. If you don't vote for us, they're going to take this from you. They overturned Roe v. Wade. Oh, next they're going to take away interracial marriage. Gay marriage. They're going to ban condoms. By the way, why are the attacks on Clarence Thomas? Now, if I'm not mistaken, the decision was actually 5-4. It wasn't 6-3, it was 5-4. In favor of overturning Roe v. Wade. But everybody's attacking Clarence Thomas. And because black people have been attacking Clarence Thomas for decades, white people think it's all right to continue to attack Clarence Thomas. Vicious attacks, racial attacks. People call him Uncle Tom when they really don't even know the meaning of Uncle Tom. Why is it okay to attack that man? But build statues of George Floyd and carry him around in a gold casket in multiple different cities. See, white people think it's okay to attack him because he's a black man who doesn't act the way they think black people are supposed to act. Black people attack him because he doesn't act the way that they think black people are supposed to act, the way they think black people were told to act. You see, when you're born, you're branded and labeled as a Democrat. It just comes with birth. Along with the color of your eye, your skin tone, your mom, you're also a Democrat. And once you break out of that, you ain't welcome back. You ain't one of them. Once you start thinking for yourself, you got to go. It ain't gonna be none of that free thought around here. You got to go. So that's why they attack Clarence Thomas. And we allow it to happen. He ain't they kind of black. Or he ain't the kind of black that they respect. It's similar to black on black crime. Again, black people slaughter each other on a daily basis at a abnormally high rate. Approximately 9,000 to 10,000 black homicides every year. Most of them by firearm, and most of them committed, over 90% committed by other black people. But nobody seems to give a rat's ass. And so because black people don't care about black people slaughtering other black people, white people certainly don't care about black people slaughtering black people. But because black people get up in arms when a white cop shoots one black dude, then white people do so as well. And until we start caring about ourselves and our own communities, getting drugs out of our own communities, going to school and graduating, taking care of the kids we are already having, when we stop aborting our own babies, then maybe the white people will actually care. Because right now, they really don't care. And by the way, I'm not talking about all white people. I'm talking about, you know who the most racist people in the world are? White liberals. People who identify as liberals. Because those are the people who will get in your face and tell you that the country is racist, that everything's racist. And then when you tell them, no, it's not, they'll say, huh? They'll either walk away laughing or they'll look at you like you have four eyes. How can you say that? It is racist. What do you mean? What do you mean there isn't police brutality? What do you mean black people aren't pulled over just because they're black? What are you talking about? Well, then I guess I'm not really talking about your kind of black then. Hey, Malcolm X said it best. Actually, I'm done. I'm out of here.